Firstly, Mosey tells us that two disabled rail passengers, one of whom is registered blind, have applied for a judicial review of a consultation on plans to close nearly all rail ticket offices in England, which they say could leave many disabled people unable to use the rail network. The pair are calling for the consultations to be declared unlawful and any decision to close ticket offices based on their results to be quashed. Their claim is being supported by the sight loss charity Royal National Institute for Blind Persons and the disabled-led charity Transport for All. Secondly, Mosey tells us about an exhibition that was held at the People's History Museum in Manchester entitled Nothing About Us Without Us, which explored the history of disabled people's activism and ongoing fights for rights and inclusion, bringing together supportive items such as banners, T-shirts, photographs, cartoons and sculptures. If you want to discuss your own access needs with a member of that museum team, you can contact them on the email address access@phm.org.uk. That's all in lowercase, access@phm.org.uk, or by phoning on 0161 838 9190. Thirdly, Mosey asks if we can add the following information about the next meeting of her Winter Hill Insight Group. This will be held on Friday the 10th of November, but for this meeting there is a change of venue. It won't be at the Crown Hotel, but they're going to visit Horwich Heritage Centre, where there is an exhibition all about Horwich loco works. If you want to attend that, meet in Horwich for a meal at 12 noon, and the meal will be at a little cafe called the Vanilla Sandwich Cafe on Lee Lane. Meet there at 12 noon, and then you'll all go round the corner to the Horwich Heritage Centre for a 2 p.m. visit. Some of the group went last week to the previous exhibition there, which was an exciting exhibition in a very small venue with lots of information from the volunteers. Any train enthusiast would be most welcome to come with the group for this forthcoming visit, as it's all about Horwich loco works. Also, Mosey tells us that the group will be going to the Christmas performance at the Octagon of Around the World in 80 Days, and that will be on Friday the 8th of December. There will be a touch tour at 6:30 p.m. and then the performance at 7:30 p.m. So thank you, Mosey, for those items. And there's one or two other bits of news to tell you. Firstly, a reminder about the new events being run in conjunction with the RNIB for the blind and visually impaired at Bolton Central Library in the Crompton Place Centre. Next meeting there will be on Monday 13th of November with a 1 p.m. start. Next, as you'll realise, we are approaching Remembrance Sunday, and there are various events being organised by the Council happening over the weekend of 10th to the 12th of November. On Friday the 10th, there will be a concert in the Albert Halls commencing at 7 p.m, entrance price £7.50, with proceeds going to the Bolton Cadet Forces. On Saturday the 11th, there will be an open-air service on Victoria Square, led by the Vicar of Bolton. That will commence at 10:50 a.m, that's 10 to 11, and will incorporate the 2 minute silence at 11 o'clock, and there will be Maroon Fire. And then on Sunday the 12th, again on Victoria Square, there will be an open air service, again led by the Vicar of Bolton, and this time it will commence at 10:40 or 20 to 11, and of course will incorporate the nationwide 2-minute silence at 11 o'clock. And then there will be live gunfire after the silence. And lastly, a couple of events that may be of interest to you. Harwood Artisan Market will be held on Saturday 4th of November and again on Saturday 2nd of December at Harwood Methodist Church on Longsight Lane in Harwood. Both events start at 11 a.m. and it's free admission because you've got to spend all your money at the stalls. And Warmsley Unitarian Chapel announced that their Christmas fair will be held at the chapel in Edgerton on Saturday, November 11th from 11 o'clock to 2 p.m. So you can go there after the open air service on the Town Hall Square. Right, after that marathon session of notices, we'll return to the news items. And in this next section, we have news of matters that always leave a bit of a nasty taste, but they keep on happening. I refer to items of vandalism that seem to blight our lives today. But there is some good news too, and then we'll finish the section with news of recognition of two of our long-serving town councillors. Jenny, to start us off, please.